KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune in to KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
So it turns out we're going to build the Dakota Access Pipeline. That means millions of jobs for Americans, but we're taking away millions of acres of land for Native Americans. Is this really making America great again?
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, I'm Sam Gilchrist. I go by he, him pronouns, and I'm the vocalist for the band Raid.
My name is Arturo Gamboa, he, him pronouns, and I'm the drummer for Raid.
Andrew Bergstrom, also he, him pronouns, he plays guitar. And Brianna Thatcher, she, her pronouns, and she plays bass in Raid.
Punk rock has its own way of expressing discontent with societal, political, and economic failures in the current society. It's an outlet that actually is a more direct way of expressing grievances. It's a way of releasing these angers and these frustrations in a constructive way with the community, in a way that we can, you know, get together, dance, and kind of form a stronger bond than just straight up music.
I'm just seeing all the shit that's wrong in the world, and then I'm trying to like condense that and communicate to other people like, this is what's going on. You might not know about it, but this is how I and like a lot of other people feel. And like, I feel like I'm trying to deliver my lyrics in a way that, and like write them in a way that it's like people listen and be like, and actually do research and actually be like, huh, maybe this isn't like such a good thing, and then actually do research into the certain issue that I'm writing about in a song, or make them use their head and think. So growing up in Utah and then moving to Germany was the biggest like culture shock anyone could really have, is moving out of the country to somewhere where it's not your native tongue. Gonna be like a hard process and a culture shock, but as like soon as you give it time, it becomes easier and easier, and you start to notice differences in the places you are. Before I moved to Germany and I was 10 years old and I broke my leg, it would cost my mom out of pocket and a deductible. And I never really understood that as a kid. And then when I moved to Germany and like I got hurt and my mom took me to the hospital, nothing. It was just covered. They care about their people enough to be like, yeah, you deserve healthcare. And I wasn't even a citizen at the time. So it's like I just had a visa. So I wasn't even a citizen of Germany, and they were taking care of me without charging my mom an arm and a leg. That's like the first thing that I can remember that got into my head of like, why doesn't America do this? Aren't we like one of the richest countries in the world? I don't get it. And then just comparing the two countries and like actually learning about like Germany in school and like all that, I just started to get more conscious that America is more power and money hungry than they are like caring for their citizens and people that live here.
Tasted those few drops of socialism and he was done for.
It's absolutely. I tasted free healthcare, and now I want it back, but I want it here for everybody.
All right, cowboys and cowgirls, grab a partner, because we're going to be doing a little bit of square dancing.
I am the child of a Venezuelan migrant. My father came here in the 90s. Like, my mother's side of the family came from Alabama, so there's definitely two contrasting sides. Growing up, the influence of Latin culture, you know, whatever hasn't been erased and or whitewashed, that really always had a very significant effect on me. as far as just music goes, that's where a lot of, you know, built a love for music and trying to connect more to whatever roots we had. But I mean, of course, that is a point of contention there, because, you know, post-colonialization, post-imperialism, there's been a lot of things that have been lost to time. So growing up, religion became the Mormon church. It was kind of a game of try and be as, I guess, Americanized as you possibly can. Try and almost distance yourself from the where you came from. Try and, you know, be American, pretty much. Could definitely tell that it was very difficult in certain situations for my father being, I don't really like to say Latino because we're really just indigenous to the Americas. So being an indigenous man, he had to, you know, overcome a lot of struggles, working twice as hard to get half as far, having to give everything to get nothing and get a lot of disrespect in return. Half of my family is very Mormon religious and comes from a long line of military people. As a child, to understand and have my eyes open to even that aspect of American imperialism overseas and the impacts of that warfare has not only against the people that are across the world, but are also actually serving in these systems and being a part of these machines, being given no other option than to join these systems of government, and seeing the effect that that had on family members at a young age taught me that this is something is very wrong here. Something is absolutely, it's not fundamentally broken. It's perfect, because this is exactly how the system is meant to function. The American system is a steam train that's always been fueled by black and brown bodies and by the emotional, physical, and spiritual pain and anguish of poor people, of black people, brown people, of anybody who did not fit the idea of every man is created equal. You know, it was very clear that only white men were created equal. That really was just opening the floodgates, truly, to really understand the real horrors of living in America and the American system.
What are you gonna do when they stop your car? Escape from your life, but not without a scar. What if you can't stay safe from you? Your eyes are stripped so you can't choose. Or you're killed because of who you love. Or you're killed when push comes to shove. The gun is in your face, it's your family that's on a handshake. How's the field throw full of hate? You just make them lose your court case. Take your hate, hate the state. Do something different once it's not too late. Stop being a neighborhood shot caller. You're nothing but a cop collar. Or you're killed because of who you love. Or you're killed when push comes to shove. Now the gun is in your face, it's your family that's on a handshake. How's the field throw full of hate? You just make them lose your court case. Pledge allegiance to the injustice with oppression and liberty and justice for those who can afford it.
I remember a very significant point in my radicalization was being a young child and seeing the entirety of the murder of Trayvon Martin, and that really being the first time where it clicked fully. And fully taking that change over of something needs to change, something needs to be done. And then going through high school, wanting to be a musician and finding each other, that really, 2015, 2016 was the year of, I don't want to say the reemergence of fascism, because it's never gone away. White supremacy is the backbone of American society. But it became a bit more of the unmasked version of it. It became out in the open. You saw people like Richard Spencer going out into the middle of the streets saying things like Jews will not replace us, and the rise of very open white supremacy. At some point, there was the feeling that this needs to go deeper than just music. police brutality, white supremacy, you know, the conflicts of even something like Israel-Palestine and the genocide that's continued against indigenous peoples in North and South America, I knew that there was not a whole lot that I could do physically as far as boots on the ground at that time, but we needed to do something more than just saying, rock and roll, drug sex, and, you know, it was a necessity to actually express ourselves deeper and go further into delving through the political sphere of these systems need to be dismantled. Without even knowing it, music itself builds an extreme sense of community that even at that age, organizing, we would not have been able to do. We knew more about our community members, made more bonds and connections through music as a vessel is obviously a beautiful, beautiful foundation that is laid out for ongoing political work. It's easy to get together and know people and do more direct actions, if you will, and actually make more calculated moves as far as expressing discontent when you have formed a bond with people for years prior.
When it comes to spreading a message, doing it on a platform in front of a, like, I guess a live audience, I think it's better to be like, hey, all up in your face, like, hey, this is fucking what I'm trying to say, other than like, hey, here's a EP, listen to it on Spotify if you get a chance. And I think we could have partnered with a lot of nonprofit organizations and held more benefit shows for certain things like OAS, Open Air Shelter. They need donations for clothes, shoes, and like blankets and stuff. We could have been like, hey, here's the show, you bring a donation, you can get in for free. Or, and then if you don't bring a donation, like $5, and then we give the end of the night profit to OAS to like go buy other supplies like water, hand sanitizer, and all that. I think we could have done that a lot more. Like, even with touring, we could have like spread the message about being like, hey, be a part of your community, do your research, look into what organizations are actually helping the cause and which organizations are working with police and which aren't, because the organizations that aren't working with police are the ones that you need to support more.
Performing and doing live shows, going out there, it definitely does help bring that message to somebody who might not fully be all the way there, who might be just on the cusp of being able to, I guess, be radicalized, if you will. Because I remember a certain situation, actually. I apologize to bring it off topic, but we were playing a house show once with a local band, Shit Dogma, and during their set, there was a moment where they were talking about, you know, oppressive systems, police brutality, racism, sexism, and as the crowd was kind of responding to it, you know, as you do, just being a crowd, the drummer stood up and said, don't cheer for it, don't clap about it, do something about it. That really made a switch flip in my brain, and that was another integral part in the radicalization. And maybe had things not gone the way that they did, who knows? We're nothing special. But if there's somebody who, I don't know, could have heard that sort of message, who would resonate with that in the same way, who knows what could happen.
This is our song "Serve and Neglect," off of our EP, This Is a Riot. It's about police brutality going on all over America and all over the world. And let's dive in.
Justice for all victims of police brutality.
So our Instagram is RaidBand, our Facebook is Raid801, and our Twitter is also RaidBand, @RaidBand, R-A-D-E, band. Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube, Raid. It's hard to find if you just type in R-A-D-E, so if you type in Raid, This Is a Riot, you'll find us. We've been in the workshop, we've been writing new songs. I think we're wanting to release a full album this time around. It's just going to be more heavy hitters. It's going to be a little different than This Is a Riot musically, but it's going to have the same ideas, same ideology. I think it's going to be angrier than ever.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Off this year's Pride by partying with Genderfuck. Hang out with the host, Mona Diet, in Urban Lounge's backyard on Thursday, June 3rd, and enjoy performances from local bands and drag artists. Stand in solidarity with the trans and queer community by dressing in your best genderfuckery.